Our guest at the cafe this morning, actually, we have two. Rick Parent, whom a lot of you are familiar with, and Barbara Haram, the owner of the Texan Theater in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, and good morning. I've been wanting to get you on this program for a while, so now we've got the opportunity. The Texan is hosting a Beatles tribute group from us to you Monday night. And anybody knows me knows it doesn't take much to get me to talk about the Beatles, so this is my opportunity. Rick, what's your involvement with this?
Well, they're friends of mine, and we were thinking of neat things to do that would be less money. I mean, obviously, when you have a big star in, you've got to charge more, and that one of the things we want to do is get more people walking through the building. And so I called them up, and we struck a deal, and it's the 55th anniversary of their first real concert in Washington, D.C.
The Beatles, when they played the Washington Coliseum, I think it was.
And
this was
correct.
A couple of days after the big Ed Sullivan
show. You are a Beatle
show.
Freak.
Well,
you are a Beatle freak.
I can bore you for hours and hours with useless trivia. So from Commerce, folks may remember this group from having played at the late lamented Campus Corner Cafe when it opened several years ago.
That's correct.
Barbara, I knew you when you were but a wee lass.
Very, very tiny.
You hear that a lot coming back to Greenville, don't you?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Right. Tell us, we're going to go back and talk a little bit about more of the From Us to You, the Beatles tribute group that's playing Monday night. But the Texan Theater Project, just amazing. And anybody who grew up in Greenville and went to movies there and walks into it now, you know, your jaw just drops because we love the old building, but it was nothing like it is now.
Right. You walk in the door and you think you've gone somewhere else. I keep saying I should put the time tunnel little circles down the hallway.
Right.
So when you go through, you go, where did I go? Time, place. I brought Austin. I say Greenville sent me to Austin for 30 years to learn how to be weird, and I just brought the weirdness back.
Well, it's not weird. I mean, it is in a way, but I guess. But I've said to people, and I mean this in the best possible way, it's like Las Vegas. I mean, it's like you're in a Las Vegas venue.
Old Las Vegas.
Yeah, the best in the best sense of Las Vegas. I mean, it is opulent, and it is a beautiful, beautiful
It's
facility.
The old supper clubs when you had elbow room and space, because now they put in every chair. They put it.
Yeah.
They take every little inch of space to put a chair in to sell it.
I see.
And I'm back the other way. I said, let's give us walking room, elbow room, space to breathe and enjoy our evening.
Yeah. When you decided to renovate the Texan, what was your vision of that?
Actual vision was a bit more like Johnny Carson. I wanted to do conversation shows on stage, which I mentioned earlier. We're doing Thursday with the Temptations. I've done several.
Yeah. The Temptations, some remaining members of the Temptations.
I have a list of who, because I knew I wasn't going to remember. But they were in later years, 75 to 83, 03 to 15, and 03 to 07. So they're not the early Temptations, but they all sang with the Temptations. And we're going to chit-chat and just have a dinner with the Temptations. So the audience gets to talk to them, too.
And
audience gets to eat. It's all in the $49 price. It's all done.
And that is tonight, Thursday, February 7th. Did you ever, do you ever remember going to movies in the old Texan?
Yeah.
Is that before your...
No, I was very small. And the first time my older brother, who you went to school
with. That's right.
And my sister... We all went to the movies without my parents, and we saw Legend of Boggy Creek. Not Legend of Boggy Creek. We saw Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which is supposed to be fine in a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But there's banshees that fly in that movie, and all I could remember was the banshees and walking without my parents to the car afterwards. I thought I was going to be whisked away.
Wow. Those movies make a big impression
at
a young age, don't they? And then you all recently hosted a very successful movie night with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, I think it was the perfect storm. And we offered it when it wasn't out anymore, and it had just won Best Picture. And we sold out in almost exactly 7 days. The first time I'd sold out, just a straight sellout. I put it on sale.
So we might be seeing some more of that kind of thing?
Yes,
probably. Okay, well, good. Well, let's get back to From Us to You, the Beatles tribute group, Monday night. Now, most of your shows include the cost of a gourmet dinner, but this one does not.
On occasion, we do these that are very much less expensive.
Yeah.
basically all you're paying for is who's on stage. I've only got 100 seats, so...
That's part of the charm of it, the intimacy of it, yeah. Of it, right. And there have been some events that were quite pricey at the Texan.
Oh, yes. Oak Ridge Boys were about $500 a piece.
But still,
but you met them.
There's an audience for
you that. Also got to meet them, which is unusual.
Which is, and which is not a small thing. But this is just
$25. Yeah, this is just $25.
Yeah, so for people that think, oh, well, this is going to be out of my range. It should be okay. Yeah,
should be okay. And they can buy dinner I'll have dinner available at the counter, like at the concession stand, but it's kind of a nicer concession stand that if you go to the counter, order your food, you get a number, my staff will bring it to you in the auditorium.
Yeah, got it. So if for folks who have not been, this is a great opportunity.
Yes, it is.
For them to come and see what
and they don't have to, you know, buy food.
Yeah, understood. But this is a great opportunity to see what a wonderful thing.
Right.
Barbara has done, and I tell you, it really has made a difference in downtown Greenville.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rick, thank you for this idea and bringing from us to you to Greenville Monday night. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have more fun nights, I think, than any place in the county.
Looking forward to that. Thanks to both of you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Rick Parrott and Barbara Horan with the Texan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.